刚刚麦克风没打开哈，大家早。
Good morning again.
很高兴再次回到你们的当中。
Very happy to come back again.
你们记不记得我上次来这边讲的题目是什么
？Do you still remember what I talked about last time?
听。Anderson 不在，他还记得哈。你们在的人反而不记得啦。啊，要听哈，那个所罗门他的跟神求智慧，那个智慧呢，就是一个倾听的心哈，不单单是有个倾听的耳朵，更重要是一个倾听的心。那这个倾听包括能够明白，能够分辨，然后能够愿意顺从，这就是听哈。
So Solomon really emphasized about what's listening, and besides listening, is that listen by your ear and also listen by your heart.
然后呢，我最后提到有几个非常圣经记载非常重要的听，对不对
？And then I give a few examples in the Bible about listening.
好，第一个就是听上帝对我们的吩咐
，and listen to God's command.
就是我们要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主我们的神
，love with our hearts, our will, and our strength.
还有就是要爱邻舍如己
，and love our neighbor like ourselves.
然后呢，主耶稣也常常说，怎么样？我站在你的门口敲门。
And Jesus said, "I'm knocking on your door."
如果听见我敲门声音的，把门打开，我就要进去。
If you hear my knocking, then open your door. I will enter your heart.
我与你，你与我一同坐下来吃饭，聊聊天。
And so we'll sit together just to have a chat.
所以耶稣常常要对我们说话，哈，希望跟我们在一起来跟我们分享。
Jesus really want to have a conversation with us.
然后圣灵住在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit, live in our heart.
他也常常会提醒我们什么地方需要调整，什么地方需要改变。
Very often, He'll remind us that what need to be changed, what need to be adjusted.
什么地方需要更新
，and what need to be renewed.
让我们跟上帝的关系更亲近。
And so we'll be closer with the Lord.
也让我们的人生，我们的里面的这个状态呢，越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
So our inner self will be more like Jesus.
所以今天呢，我想来跟大家分享，我觉得对我来说是一个相当重要的题目。
And so I want to really share something to me is very important topic.
那我希望你们怎么样？对。
So what's my expectation of you is listening.
我希望大家可以听啊，好好的听。好，我们首先来读很简短的经文。
And so let's read very short verses.
首先是来自列王记上第六章。如果你有圣经的话呢，可以把圣经打开。
And first is the First King on chapter 6.
我们读第一节跟37-38节。
So we're going to read verse 1 and 37 and 38.
好，如果你有圣经或者有手机的话，可以把你的圣经打开。
So open your Bible to read this passage.
好，第六章第一节。
The First King 6 and 1, verse 1.
以色列人出埃及地后480年，所罗门做以色列王第四年西弗月，就是二月。开工建造耶和华的殿。
In the 480th year after Israelite came out of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, the second month, he began to build the temple of the Lord.
然后最后呢，在37节他重复这句话哈，我读37-38节。
And 37-38 repeat the same thing again.
好，所罗门在位第四年西弗月立了耶和华殿的根基。到11年布勒月，就是8月，殿和一切属殿的都按照样式造成。他建殿的功夫共有7年。
And so in the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv, and in the 11th year, in the month of Abel, which is the 8th month, the house was finishing all its details and according to all its plans. So he was 7 years in building it.
然后我们读第七章第一节。
And let's read chapter 7 and verse 1.
所罗门为自己建造宫室13年方才造成。
And Solomon took 13 years to build his own house, so he finished all his house.
好，所以建完神的殿7年之后呢，他花了13年，几乎2倍的时间建造自己的皇宫。
And so after he built the God's temple for 7 years, he spent another 13 years build his own house.
在这里我们会看到有点点张力哈，在这里。Attention.
Oh, so you can see there's a little bit of tension there.
我们晓得七是一个很完整属神的数字。
And you know 7 means a perfect, is the number belong to God.
但是13这个数字哈，在圣经里面是什么呢？
But what about 13 in the Bible?
是一个不太吉祥的数字。
And not a very lucky number.
好，我们先来祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次谢谢你，你的话语是这么的宝贵。
And dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray to you. Your words are so precious.
我相信从今天的信息，如果我们学会的话
，And so if we can learn from the message today,
我们知道你对我们的恩召有何等的指望。
And you have such a wonderful calling to us.
而你在信徒当中所要得到的荣耀又是何等的强大。
And among the Christians, that your glory is so tremendous.
求主现在圣灵安静我们的心。
So the Holy Spirit quiet our hearts.
让我们真的明白你的心意。
So we understand your heart.
也让我们的生活与你的旨意越来越弥合。
And so our life will be more pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
好
，Amen.
那今天的题目就是荣耀的建造。
Today is a glorious building.
我们在我参加一个早上的灵修哈，我们读到这个列王记上的时候呢，我就想到所罗门的智慧。
And so I joined the like a spiritual study group, and we talk about the Solomon and talk about his wisdom.
然后我们就看到所罗门怎么样建殿。
And talk about how he built the temple.
我忽然理解到，上帝赐给所罗门的智慧有一个很大的原因。
And so we know that why God gave him the wisdom, there's a big reason for it.
就是要建造这个史无前例的圣殿。
It's going to build the temple that never happened in the past.
因为建造这圣殿是一个很大的工程。
It's a tremendous amount of work.
需要一个能够掌握有聪明有智慧的人来帮助这工作来完成。
And need someone who has a tremendous wisdom to accomplish it.
但是在建造这个圣殿的时候呢，有一个东西捕捉到我的眼睛。
And so there's something about building a temple that catch my eye.
就是它的建殿完全要按照一个样式来造成。
And so the build need to be according to particular pattern.
那什么样式呢？
What is the pattern?
那根据这个历代志上哈，第二十八章十九节。
And so according to the First Chronicles, chapter 28,
第十九节
，and verse 19,
说是完全按照大卫王指示他的样式。
Entirely according to King David's instruction.
就他爸爸告诉他要怎么盖这个东西。
The Solomon's dad told him exactly what needed to be done.
那大卫怎么知道怎么盖这个东西呢
？But how did David, King David, knew how to build?
大卫说：“哈，是上帝耶和华神亲手用手画出来，让我知道的。”
And so the according to David, all this he made clear to me in writing from the hand of the Lord.
所以，上帝在这个建造整个圣殿的背后，他是什么？他是设计师。
And so what is the one behind this designing? He is God is a designer.
他是设计师，他又是这个建筑师，哈，是 architect.
And besides he's a designer, he's also the architect.
那为什么要完全根据上帝的样式呢
？But why do we need to according to God's design？
那这又让我回想到，在这圣殿之前，上帝吩咐摩西在旷野里面建造会幕。
And so the before that, actually God taught Moses that to how to build the tabernacle。
这个会幕也是要按照上帝在山上指示摩西的样式来建造。
It's entirely according to the pattern God showed him on the mountain。
所以这两个关系呢，让我们明白，上帝是会幕，上帝也是圣殿的设计者跟建筑师。
So there's a relationship between that God is behind the tabernacle and the Holy Spirit. I mean Holy the temple.
那在这些确切指示的背后，是不是一定有上帝的目的
？And so if there's an instruction so clear, is there a purpose behind it?
还有它的特别的意义
，and the meaning behind it.
就像你，比如说你有钱，你有地了哈。
And if you have a money, you have a land.
你要盖自己的房子。
You want to build your own house.
你会想说，哎呀，我要把这个放这边，把那个放这边哈。我的客房要有什么？我的浴室要有什么？我的厨房要有什么
？And you design where all the rooms need to go.
会按照你的心意来建造。
According to your own like.
而这么重要的这个他们敬拜的中心呢，要完全按照上帝的心意来建造。
And so this is the worship center need to to get it done by God's plan.
那现在我们就进入今天信息的主题。
And so let's enter today's theme.
首先我要跟大家分享的就是上帝的殿的进展。
And so this is the progression of the temple of God.
像刚刚我跟大家提到，会幕是要完全按照上帝指示摩西的样式来盖。
So the tabernacle is built according to pattern God showed Moses.
而圣殿要根据上帝指示大卫的样子，叫所罗门来盖。
And temple is according to the pattern God gave to David.
这是在旧约里面告诉我们的故事。
And this was recorded in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约里面，我知道会幕是上帝的殿，圣殿也是上帝的殿。
So talk about tabernacle.And the temple, both are God's temple.
他们都只叫人怎么进到上帝的面前来敬拜。
And it's help us come to worship the Lord before Him.
但是在新约里面哈，这个建筑的观念改变了。
But in the Old Testament, the whole architect concept has totally changed.
因为在新约告诉我们，耶稣基督就是上帝的殿。
And talk about Jesus Christ, He is the temple of God.
为什么呢
？Why?
他从一个建筑变成一个人。
And so from this architect become a man.
所以你现在有没有看出来神的心意设计这个会幕跟圣殿他要导向谁
And so well, do you understand what this designing behind it to lead to what?
他要导向耶稣基督
And to lead to Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音一章十四节有一句非常有名的话
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 1:14.
他说道成了肉身住在我们中间
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us
充充满满的有恩典有真理
And seen the glory
充充满满的有恩典有真理
And filled with the glory full of grace and truth
我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
We have seen his glory as the only son from the father
那住在我们中间这个住在呢在他的原文里面是会幕在
And so the dwell means what? Tabernacle?
Yeah, tabernacle among us. 就是会幕在我们当中。
So it means that tabernacle is among us.
好，那我先跟大家讲，要解释什么，耶稣怎么样实实在在的会幕在我们当中。
So how can Jesus Christ as a tabernacle among us?
好，这边你可以看到一个会幕的这个示意图哈。
And if you see that this is a picture of the tabernacle.
一开头就是有个入门的地方。
And see in the beginning there's a gate, there's a door.
我们上次讲到耶稣说我就是什么
So what we talk about Jesus says
我就是门
I am the gate
凡从我进来的必然得救
And so through my gate that will be saved
并且出入得草吃
And so we'll get grass
所以你看到进了门之后你进了门火烧的地方是什么呢
And after that what is the fire
就是一个祭坛
And this is where the make the offering
这祭坛就是在里面烧祭物的
And so to burn the sacrifice.
那约翰看到耶稣就说看哪上帝的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
And so you can see he's the lamb that to save carry our sins.
所以耶稣就是那个祭物。
Jesus is our the sacrifice, the offering.
他要除去世人的罪孽。
He need to, he will cleanse our sins.
好，那在祭坛之后是一个洗手的地方。
And then after that is a place that you can wash your hand.
耶稣的宝血怎么样？洗净我们的罪。
His blood cleanses our sins.
耶稣也说好，我们一次被洗净以后呢，就是常常要认罪悔改。
And once we've been cleaned, that we need to confess our sin.
这个意思呢，在耶稣替门徒洗脚的时候。就表明出来了。
And so just like Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
耶稣在替门徒洗脚的时候呢，彼得说啊，主啊，正好你把我全身再洗一遍吧。
And so the Peter would say, "Wow, if you just wash my feet, why don't you wash my entire body?"
耶稣说那已经被洗过的怎么样，不需要再洗一遍哈。
And so once you're clean, you don't need to be washed again.
但是经常祭司在这个服事时候，要常常洗手洗脚。
And but the priests very often need to wash their hands and their feet.
所以我们不但被耶稣的宝血洗净，我们怎么样？要常常认罪悔改，求耶稣继续来洗净。
And、besides, he already cleans our sin. We need to confess our sin before him.
然后进入这个圣所的时候呢
？When you enter the holy place.
你看到右边有个桌子
，and on the right hand side there's a table.
上面摆满了十二块饼
，and there's a 12 piece of bread.
代表十二个支派
，symbolize the 12 tribes.
那祭司们可以吃这个饼。
And the priest can eat the bread.
在这个圣所里面
And in the holy temple.
这是信主的人他们的特权
And this is the special privilege of the Christians.
因为这时候神的话对他们来说呢，变成他们生命的粮食
And because God's word become the bread of our life.
但是耶稣怎么说？我就是生命的粮。
But Jesus, I am the bread of life.
然后神圣饼左边是一个金灯台
And so the on the left there's a golden lamp.
耶稣说什么？我就是世界的光。
I'm the light of the world.
然后这个橙色饼跟金灯台再往前走就是一个香坛。
And so you for golden lamp there's a center.
Censer.
Yeah.
在这边呢，就是他们在那边怎么样？他们在那边祈祷。
And so that's where they can pray.
那圣经不是告诉我们耶稣是我们的大祭司
？And in the Bible says he is the high priest.
好，大祭司最重要的任务呢，就是替会众祈祷。
And his the most important work job is to pray for us.
那圣经告诉我们，耶稣现在坐在父神的右边，怎么样为我们祈祷
？He is sitting next to the Father and praying for us.
然后在圣所跟至圣所之间有一个布幔隔着。
And there's
a veil
between the holy temple
between the holy and the holy of holies.
Holy of the holy.
那这个至圣所呢，只有大祭司可以进去。
And only the high priest can enter the holy of holies.
但是在耶稣钉在十字架上的那个时刻，你知道发生什么事了吗
？So when Jesus died on the cross, what happened?
就是圣殿里，那个时候已经没有会幕哈，就是圣殿里那块幔子啊，很厚的幔，从上到下裂为两半。
It's a very thick the curtain and separated from top to the bottom.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣因为他的血为我们开了一条道路，让我们可以直接进到神面前。
His blood opened a way for us. We can enter to see God.
里面就是约柜。
And though, so there's ark.
这个约柜就象征上帝的同在。
And it symbolizes God's presence with us.
所以耶稣基督哈，圣经上告诉我们，他要叫做以马内利。以马内利翻出来就什么？上帝与我们同在。
So in the Bible, talk about he is Emmanuel, means that God's with us.
那上帝不单是上帝与我们同在，他是上帝亲自来到我们当中。
Besides, he's with us, and also he is among us.
在哥罗西书第二章第九节有这么一句话。
In Colossians, chapter 2 says this.
说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him the whole fullness of a deity dwells bodily.
然后在希伯来书也告诉我们。
And in Hebrew says this.
在第一章哈说神在末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
And so, many times, in many ways, God spoke to our Father by the prophets.
好，在末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
At the end time, that through Jesus.
最后说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature.
所以，耶稣基督就是上帝的殿。
So Jesus is the temple of God.
他就是上帝与我们同在真实的体现。
And symbolizes the God's with us.
好，所以会幕是上帝的殿，圣殿是上帝的殿。
So the temple and tabernacle both are the temple of God.
耶稣基督是上帝的殿。
Jesus is the temple of God.
教会也是上帝的殿。
Church is also temple of God.
就像今天大家坐在这里，你们就是进到神的殿中。
So just like us, we're sitting here, we're entering God's temple.
好，在彼得前书第二章四到五节这么说。
And so First Peter chapter 4 says this.
说主乃活石。
And talk about He is a living stone.
然后后面讲到，我们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
And we're just like a living stone are being built up as a spiritual house.
所以你们来到神的面前啊，你们就是那个神要塑造的活石，一起建造成为一个灵宫，上帝居住的所在。
So when we come before the Lord, we are like a living stone being built as a spiritual house.
那么基督徒也是神的殿了。
And Christians also temple of God.
当我们提到教会的时候呢，教会不是单独一个人。
And so when we talk about church, not talking about a singular
one person. 常常保罗通夫是对教会整体说的，说你们。
And so when Paul taught the church, he taught you is a plural.
但是教会既然是大家组成的话，那你个人也就是神的教会。
And so your individual is also temple of God.
好，那哥林多前书第六章十九节告诉我们哈。
And the First Corinthians chapter 6.
说岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗
？Do you not know that your body is temple of the Holy Spirit?
哇，我们这个人哦，变成上帝要居住的所在耶。
And so we that God dwell in us，
是不是很神圣啊
？Isn't that holy？
是不是很荣耀啊
？Isn't that glorious？
啊，诗篇告诉我们说，当初上帝造人的时候啊
，When in the Psalm talk about when God created man，
他给他们荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
He given the glory honor to be as a crown.
但是这个荣耀尊贵因为人的犯罪怎么样呢？就失去了。
And but we lost the glory and honor.
但是像现在上帝要借着耶稣基督，借着圣灵来恢复他给我们的荣耀跟尊贵。
But God now wants to restore the glory and the honor.
好，我们把这个哥林多前书第六章十九到二十节整个读一次哈。
Let's read the First Corinthians chapter 6:19-20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
So, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you?
这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
And who you have from God, you are not on your own.
并且你们不是自己的人。
And so you're not on your own.
因为你们是重价买来的。
For you were bought with a price.
所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So glorify God in your body.
这就是神造我们的目的。
And that's the purpose God created us.
好，圣经也说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
And top of whole heaven, speak about God's glory.
那神创造人类也是怎么样，要述说他的荣耀。
God created us, is also we can also manifest His glory.
这是上帝创造人的心意跟目的。
And that's His heart and the purpose.
那我们怎么达到这样的目的呢
？How we can we accomplish this purpose?
好，就要从耶稣基督身上入手。
And so start with Jesus Christ.
啊，我们刚刚讲到，好，上帝道成肉身来到我们当中。
And God came in as a man among us.
这是多么奇妙的一件事情。
Isn't a miraculous thing?
如果他活在我们现在，而且我们已经认识他的话。
If he's among us and we already knew him.
不是两千年以前哈。
And not 2,000 years ago.
而是现在。
And we're talking about now.
我想我会天天跟着他跑。
And so I will follow him every day.
因为我很想跟一个哎呀怎么完美的人贴在他旁边天天跟他学习。
I want to learn something from someone who is absolutely perfect.
你们有没有想到假如你有这样一位朋友是多么大的福气。
If you have a friend like that, what a blessed person you are.
上帝愿意借着耶稣基督啊、把他摆在我们面前做我们最好的榜样。
But God wants to put Jesus Christ as the best example for us.
好，所以就在历史的某一天耶稣基督来到世界上。
So in one day that Jesus came.
来完完全全彰显上帝的心意。
And to manifest God's will.
在耶稣之前活着的人、啊、要往前看要仰望他的日子。
The people who were born before him need to look forward.
但是我们现在非常幸运。
But we are very lucky.
我们是在耶稣来之后活的现在。
And we came after Jesus was born.
有很多圣经对我们来讲已经是讲明了。
And so we already understand what the Bible talks about.
所以我们现在是要回头看，回头看他。
And now we need to look back.
他就是历史的中心。
And he is the center of the history.
那这就带领我们到今天我跟大家分享的第二个主题哈。
So that is the second theme today.
我觉得这个蛮重要的。
This is extremely important.
因为我也在这个当中摸索了很久。
And I really try to search and try to learn about
this. 那这是经过我很多年的思考。
And after many years, study.
我把它学起来的哈。
I learned about this.
然后跟大家分享。
And I'd like to share with you.
刚刚提到耶稣基督呢是神的根基。
And talk about Jesus Christ is the foundation.
这就是我为什么选了那个你们刚刚唱的第三首歌。
And that's why I choose the song, The Firm Foundation.
教会就是信徒的建造工程呢，第一要明白根基跟房角石就是耶稣基督。
And the most important for the church, you need to understand, He is a cornerstone and He is a foundation.
我们所有的建造都要建基于这个事实之上。
So everything need to be built on that fact.
我们读一下哥林多前书好，第三章第十节。
And let's read the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10.
还有十一节。
And verse 11.
我照神所给我的恩。
And according to the grace of God given to me.
这是保罗说哈。
And Paul said this.
好像一个聪明的工头。
Like a skilled master builder.
立好了根基。
I laid a foundation.
有别人在上面建造。
And someone else is building upon it.
这个别人可能是指的使徒或是先知的教导。
And this may talk about other disciples or prophets.
他们在这个耶稣基督得救的根基上呢，慢慢慢慢把教导建立起来。
And they have continued to build the foundation through teaching.
而也可能是我们在耶稣基督的根基上继续建造。
And so maybe talking about us, we continue to share the gospel and teach and through on the from the foundation.
只是个人要谨慎，怎么在上面建造。
But everyone need to be careful and what the foundation is being laid.
好，他重复一下，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
Because that foundation is Jesus Christ.
此外，没有人能立别的根基。
No one can lay the foundation other than him.
所以保罗说哈，假如有人来啊，传一个别样的福音啊。
If someone came talk about different gospel,
保罗说这个人是什么呀
？So what's that?
在加拉太说这个人是当受咒诅的
，and need to be cursed.
因为只有耶稣基督的根基是确实的根基
，and only Jesus Christ can set that foundation.
我知道曹洪拥有好几个房产哈。
I know 曹洪 has a few properties.
然后他可能很喜欢。讲一讲这关于建筑的事情
，and then she really like talk about some of the buildings stuff.
那所谓的根基跟房角是它很重要的一点呢，是。
So what's the most important for the cornerstone and the foundation?
就是所有的准绳怎么样？好，这个垂直线跟平行线都要按照这个根基来拉线。
And so the line up have to be according to where the foundation is.
所以这个建造上面的建造才会稳固。
And so that can have a very firm foundation.
不会偏，不会斜。
Will not be deviated.
好，那耶稣基督就已经为我们立下了这个根基。
And Jesus already laid that foundation for us.
好，那我们也再读一下那个以弗所书第二章二十到二十二节。
So let's read the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2:20-22.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And building on the foundation of the apostle and the prophets.
好，就是他们的教导，他们的传福音上面。
And is talk about the gospel and teaching.
有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
全房靠他联络的合适。
In whom the whole structure being joined together.
好，所以有这个准是怎么样？各个房间就靠它联络的合适哈。
And so through that whole structure that we can join together,
渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And grow into a holy temple in the Lord.
所以教会啊，建立在耶稣根基上继续建造，每个人都建造的合一，慢慢慢慢就成为一个美好的圣殿。
So the church that set the foundation through Jesus Christ, then we can be joined together.
在教会被建造的时候怎么样？你们也。同时被建造
，and so beside church being built, and also you and me being built,
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
，and so that we can be where the Holy Spirit dwells among us.
所以耶稣基督是房角石，这一点哈是千真万确的。
And so Jesus is the cornerstone, is a fact.
那什么是教会呢
？But what is the church?
教会就是接受耶稣基督的福音。
And church is the people who have received the salvation.
经由圣灵重生的人所组成的。
And so the Holy Spirit would become a new person.
好，我们再看下一章哈。那耶稣基督既然是根基，既然是房角石
，If Jesus is the foundation and the cornerstone,
那么耶稣基督的样式
，And so the pattern of Jesus Christ.
这就是上帝当初建会幕有样式，建圣殿有样式。
And so there's a designer designing behind it. Talk about the pattern of those buildings.
耶稣基督就是那个模范。
And so he is the model of the construction.
那我们教会的建造，基督徒的建造怎么样？就要根据耶稣基督的样式来建造。
So the Christian that how we build ourselves is according to God's himself.
所以耶稣的样式就是基督徒的标准。
So we need to model Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣基督有什么样式让我们去学习呢
？How can we learn from him?
好，我们看一下哈，罗马书第八章二十九节。
So let's read the Roman chapter 8:29.
因为他预先所知道的人
，For those whom he foreknew,
就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
He predestined to be conform to the image of his son,
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子
in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
我们当中有多少人是家里的老大
？How many people are the number one in the family?
老大，好，有几位哈，有几位哈
？So we have several.
你知道老大有什么特权吗
？Do you know what kind of privilege do you have being the firstborn?
老大的特权是什么
？What's your privilege?
对，管弟弟妹妹，不但能管，但是也要做什么？要做榜样，对不对
？You can discipline your younger brother and sister, but also you have to set example.
然后做长子什么有发言权。
And you have a privilege to speak first.
通常我们晓得在某件重大的事情上都是老大或长子出来说话。
And very often during the very important decision, the eldest one will speak.
那特别在东方的传统里面呢？
Especially in the Eastern culture.
很多家长会把留下来遗产怎么样？都给长子。
And a lot of times the parents will leave their wealth to the oldest one.
这就是圣经呀，东方文化的一个传统。
And this is a tradition of the Eastern culture.
当耶稣基督我们长子的时候，
And so when we talk about the Jesus, the eldest one,
他对我们这些弟弟妹妹们有发言权。
And he has a authority to speak for us.
他也对我们有榜样的作用。
He also set an example for us.
他也可以管教我们。
He can also discipline us.
上帝怎么样？也说他是承受万有的。
And he have received everything.
但是我们跟他一起承受万有。
But we receive the same thing.
好，那另外有一节经文号就是在希伯来书十二章第二节。
And another one is in Hebrew chapter 12:22.
说我们要把我们的眼睛定在那个为我们信心创始成终的耶稣身上。
We look into Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith.
所以我们的眼睛不要离开主耶稣基督。
So we need to totally focus on Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你觉得你的生活当中缺乏什么？
And if you feel you're lacking something in your life,
如果你觉得你现在经历一个很困难的时间，不晓得怎么出去。
And so if you are get stuck in a very difficult situation, does not know how to get out.
或是任何什么状况。
And in any situation,
要把眼睛重新转到耶稣身上。
We need to focus looking to Jesus.
因为耶稣经历了很多很多的苦难。
He has experienced all the sufferings.
他经历了很多很多人的挑衅。
And then he being challenged.
好，他也经历过很多很多的这种传道啊，传福音的时候呢，经历了很多很多的事情。
And he has so many negative things when he was preaching the gospel.
所以你总可以在耶稣身上找到一个你可以学习的地方。
There's something you can learn from Jesus.
好，那么下面呢，我就要提出哈，耶稣几个样式哈，我们可以怎么实际去学习。
And there's a pattern of Jesus Christ that we can learn from.
当我们想到耶稣的时候呢，我第一个想到的就是他是我们的救赎主。
The first thing that I think of is he's our redeemer.
是不是？
Yes or no?
我们认识耶稣的第一个就是他是救主。
And the first thing we know that he's our savior.
这也让我们想到我们的救恩是多么的宝贵。
So the how precious our savior, redemption is.
他竟然愿意来为我们死。
He's willing to come to die for us.
这就显明说救恩对上帝来说，救恩在神的想法里面是多么重要的一件事情。
The benefit of his death is so important.
他竟然愿意差他的儿子来为我们死。
He sent his son to die for us.
好，这边有几节经文我就不念了哈。
And there's several verses I'm not going to read.
这边就是讲到耶稣怎么是我们的救主。
And talk about why he's our savior.
所以从耶稣是救赎主，那我们学他的样式，我们可以学到什么呢？
If he's a savior, what can we learn from him?
我们可以学到什么？
What can we learn?
第一，救恩的重要。
The importance of salvation.
我们要珍惜我们的救恩。
We need to treasure our salvation.
不但是我们的救恩重要。
Not only our salvation.
那些还不认识神，还没有接受神救恩的人，对他们来说一样的重要。
For those who do not know God, that's as important.
所以我们怎么样呢？要学习耶稣的样式，样式耶稣来就是要来传福音。
And we follow his footstep is to preach in the gospel.
所以传福音对我们来说也非常非常重要。
And so that's so important to share the gospel.
因为它关乎一个人永恒的生与死。
It has to do with someone's eternal life.
所以耶稣离开世界上，离开世界之前给我们最大的使命就是
His great commandment was.
到普天之下去传福音
to share the gospel all over the world.
要教导他们遵循我的教导
and teach them to follow my commands.
这是他所留下最大的使命
That is the greatest commandment.
耶稣也曾经讲了一个故事
and he also talked about a story.
就是九十九只羊的比喻
and talk about 99 sheep.
他在羊圈里也有一百只羊
He had 100 sheep.
有一天晚上只有九十九只回来
but there's only 99 return.
他说那一只羊怎么办呢？
So what was he going to do with the one?
那当然，九十九只羊在一起很快乐啦。
But those 99 were pretty happy.
我们现在常常有一个话说，彼此取暖啊。
And so they're laying on each other to get warm.
我们跟同温层的在一起，就是彼此取暖。
And so same thing that we are dealt together.
所以我们常常会忘记那些跟我们不一样的人。
And very often we'll forget the people who are different than us.
但是耶稣说，他愿意出去找那一只还没有回到羊圈的羊。
But Jesus said he was willing to go out to seek the one was lost.
而世界上总有那么一只迷失的羊。
And there's always that one lost sheep.
所以传福音还是最重要的一件事情。
So the sharing the gospel, preaching the gospel is the most important thing.
当然，传福音的时候一定要祷告，要仰赖上帝的力量。
We need to pray. We need to rely on God's strength.
我们也晓得耶稣传福音也是不畏艰辛的。
And so we know even Jesus was very difficult to share the gospel.
他会走一个人家不愿意去的路，去到一个撒玛利亚人的地方去看一个妇女。
He will go a different way to look for the Samaritan woman.
他会跑到西北边那个西顿那个拜偶像的地方。
He will look for go to a place that people worship idols.
去觅和一位迦南的妇女女儿被鬼附的需要。
And to meet the Canaan's ladies, her daughter was possessed by a devil.
他还特别过海去看一个被很多很多鬼附着的人。
And cross the sea to meet someone who was possessed by many demons.
这些都不容易啊。
And this was very difficult.
所以救恩非常非常重要。
Salvation is so important.
那么第二让我们想到耶稣救赎主呢，就想到永生比今生重要。
The most important thing is the eternal life is more important than our present life.
我们在这世上 活的时间非常非常的短。
We only live a very short time on earth.
但是我们的灵魂是不灭的哈。
But our spirit live forever.
我们永远的住处要远远长过我们现在活的地方。
We would like to live that eternal life much, much better exceeding the life we have right now.
所以我们活在今生怎么样要为永生来预备。
So when we live now, we need to prepare for eternity.
神也告诉我们要积财宝在天上。
So we need to accumulate a treasure in heaven.
好，地上的东西有小偷来偷，有虫子来吃。
And so on earth, there's the bugs and the thieves try to take it away.
也帮助我们要看重人的灵魂。
And so we need to really value our soul.
而在耶稣是救赎主这个样式里面
，and through that he is a savior.
救恩最主要就是讲到神的饶恕
，and so the most important thing you talk about forgiveness.
神饶恕我们的罪
，he forgives our sin.
所以饶恕对我们来说也是一个相当重要的功课。
So forgiveness is an extremely important lesson.
我觉得这个饶恕这个道理啊，是基督徒常常比较难过的一个关。
And this teaching actually is sometimes very challenging for Christians.
所以在主导文里面呢，耶稣要我们常常晓得。
And so in the Lord's prayer, very often remind us.
主导文里面有一句话怎么说？免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。好。
So forgive our sin and debt, just like we forgive other people's debt.
这个别人欠你的债，就是你不愿意饶恕他的。讲的是这件事情。
Very often the debt is that we are not willing to forgive others.
好，所以从这个救恩的重要性，让我们看到神的心意的饶恕，和我们怎么去学习饶恕。
And through God's salvation, we can learn how to forgive.
好，那就是救赎主的样式，我们可以学的地方。
And this is what God set example for us.
那第二个，我们想到耶稣的样式呢，就是在我们心里面。最明显的就是他一个受苦的仆人的样式。
And so the talk about Jesus suffering is that he as a servant.
好，舍己的样式。
Is sacrifice himself.
好，在马可福音十章四十五节说。
And so the Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
说人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And give his life as a ransom for many.
好，马太福音第十一章二十九节。
And Matthew chapter 11:29.
我心里柔和谦卑。
And so talk about take my yoke upon you and
我心里柔和谦卑。
I'm gentle and humble in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And so you will take take the yoke upon you and learn from me.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
So you can rest for your souls.
所以耶稣说，负我的轭是一个仆人的轭。
So my yoke is like a servant.
要学习他柔和谦卑，愿意去服务别人。
How he's so gentle and humble in heart and can serve others.
他甚至舍命做人的赎价。
And so he even sacrificed for our ransom.
这也是腓立比书第二章第六、第七节告诉我们的。
And so that's always talked about in Philippians chapter 2, 6 to 7.
他本有神的形象。
He was the nature of God.
不以自己与神同等为强多的。
Did not consider equality with God.
反倒虚己。
And actually humble himself.
取了奴仆的形象。
Take a very nature of a servant.
成为人的样式。
And being a human likeness.
那耶稣作为奴仆，作为仆人，我们可以从他学到什么呢？
What can we learn from him? He himself as a servant.
那我们怎么效法他呢？
How do we follow him?
我们怎么慢慢慢慢磨成他的样式呢？
How can we mold more like him?
就是我们要学习也做上帝的仆人。
So we have to, first thing is to be a servant of God.
柔和谦卑
and to be gentle and humble.
我知道我们教会有很多上帝的仆人哈。
I know there's a lot of servants in our church.
从一开头的招待
from very beginning the ushers.
好，从台上帮忙带我们唱诗敬拜的弟兄姐妹
and then we have the worship team, brothers and sisters.
好，包括他们的司琴
and being the pianist.
好，还有这个来主持聚会的弟兄姐妹
and also the people conduct the service
还有很多小组的小组长
and the small group leaders
好，主日学的老师
and the Sunday school teachers all of them
好，还有服侍饭食的
and also the people serve in the fellowship lunch
好，假如你觉得说我是在服侍人的话
If you are thinking you're serving people,
有时候他给你一个不好的脸色看哦。
If he give you this dirty look,
或是在背后讲了几句批评的话
，and maybe criticize you behind you,
你会不会觉得很难过
？And you'll be very upset.
假如你觉得你的对象是服侍他
，If you are thinking you're serving people,
然后别人应该很乐意的接受，对不对
？And you should that people should be very happy I'm serving you.
好，但是假如我们存着这样的心态，我会常常觉得自己很亏啊。
And so we encounter this kind of experience. We say, maybe I should not serve.
有很多教会很多人就说我 I quit.
So I quit.
好，很多人说我不做了。
I'm not going to do it anymore.
但是呢，假如我们把自己看作是上帝的仆人，这个整个的态度就不一样。
But if you think you're serving for the Lord, then your attitude will be totally different.
好，我们要。学习做上帝的仆人
and we need to learn to be servant of God.
在上帝面前，我们可以永远保持柔和谦卑
and to always be gentle and humble.
那对于耶稣是仆人呢，一个很重要，我们可以学习效法，就是所有做的一切啊，都是出于爱
So everything we do as a servant is all of a love.
当我们愿意爱神爱人的时候。
We're willing to love God and love people.
我们更能丰富自己的生命。
And we can also enrich our own life.
耶稣不是说吗？愿意为我放下生命的，必得着生命。
And you're willing to put down your life, you will gain your life.
这句话听起来相当吊诡啊。
And this is kind of hard to understand.
It's kind of ironic.
Ironic.
但是却是是非而是的理论。
So it's like yes and no when
things not right, but actually it's right.
Yeah,
对不对？是不是？好，好。那耶稣呢？作为仆人，也让我们看到，好，给胜于得，舍胜于取。
And so very often that he is teaching us a give is more important than a receiving, and also it's better than receive and take.
好，施比受更为有福，是不是
？Yeah, so it's more blessed to give than to receive.
这就是耶稣的样式，是我们可以学习的。
And that's his example that we can follow.
因为仆人就是要去给，就是要去服侍人的。
And the servant is to give and to serve.
我相信我们教会有很多人是这样的人。
I know that we have a lot of people in our church are doing that.
我们的长老跟长老夫人啊，我觉得他们也是很好的榜样，在给，在付出。
And elder and his wife very often give and
我想在过去快三十年的时间哈，他们就是这么忠心的在这个地方不断的付出。
And so for the last 30 years they've been faithfully serving.
好，那你们这些被他接受他们付出人怎么样？要学习哈，也要来付出。
And for those people who receive also need to learn to give.
好，那我们看第三个样式，我们可以学习的哈。
And so how we can learn the third examples.
耶稣是好牧人。
He is a good shepherd.
好牧人的样式。
And he is a good shepherd.
我们来读一段圣经，就是马太福音第九章三十五、三十六节。
And so let's read Matthew chapter 9, 35 to 36.
耶稣走遍各城各乡。
And Jesus went through all the towns and villages.
在会堂里教训人。
Teaching in their synagogues.
宣讲天国的福音。
Proclaiming the good news of a kingdom.
又医治各样的病症。
And healing every disease and sickness.
他看见许多的人。
When he saw the crowds.
就怜悯他们
Get compassion on them,
因为他们困苦流离
because they were harassed and helpless,
如同羊没有牧人一般
like a sheep without a shepherd.
Yeah, 我们有没有看到这样的一个心情、哦
can you see this scenery?
有没有看到这样的一个状况
and see this situation?
我认识一位姐妹、哦、
I know one sister.
她跟她的先生没有办法生孩子
She and her husband cannot bear have a children.
他们就打算去中国领养孩子。
So they want to adopt from China.
好，是一对华人夫妻。
And this a Chinese couple.
他有次跟我讲。
And one time she shared that with me.
他说：“哎呀，你真的不能看耶。”
So sometimes very difficult.
他说：“你真的不能看。”
You cannot see.
为什么？你们知道吗？
Do you know why?
看了，就一定会去领养。
Once you see them, you want to adopt them.
因为你看了啊，你那个怜悯的心就出来了。
Once you see them, you got that compassion.
他们到孤儿院里面去看这么多小孩子。
And they have met a lot of children in the orphanage.
当然，照顾的他们是很有爱心啊。
And so definitely that people who take care of them has a lot of love.
那毕竟这些孩子还是没有家。
But gotta remember, there's so many orphans without homes.
所以他们看了以后呢，就决定领养。
And once they saw those orphans, they want to adopt.
他们先领养了一个。
So they adopt one.
后来他们全部领养了三个。
Then totally they adopt three.
所以这就是出一个怜悯的心肠，看到那个需要。
And is that they had this compassion.
所以当耶稣看到这么多人在那里，他看他们的灵魂啊。
When Jesus saw those people who follow him, he saw their soul.
他们的灵魂没有锚。No anchor,
no anchor rooted.
好，在那边可能或许就是找东西吃
，and they were just looking for food.
或许就是流离失所，没有家人
，and they're homeless and they have no family.
或许他们在寻求某一个让他们活下去的目的
，and they're seeking for a purpose to live.
所以说他就怜悯的，他看见他有怜悯，好像没有牧人一样。
So he saw the crowd, he had a compassion on them.
那在约翰福音，耶稣说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
And in the John, chapter 10 said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lay his life for the sheep."
还有十章十四节，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep knows me.
那我们怎么学耶稣呢？
How can we learn from Jesus?
我们怎么能够看见呢？
How can we see?
就是怎么样，我们要睁开我们的眼睛。打开我们的耳朵，看见周围的需要。
We need to open our eyes and open our ears to see the needs around us.
其实这些需要真的很多。
And there are a lot of needs among us.
我参加那个我们教会每个月一次，在我们那边附近那个这个 homeless shelter 哈，就是 feed the hungry.
And so I joined our church monthly feed the hungry.
那个就是这个教会里面。
And so they do that in their church.
他们风雨无阻。
And whether the good weather or bad weather.
每一天中午一定有人在那边服侍他们饭食。
Every single day, they will serve lunch.
我看那个表哈，那个月历。
When I see the calendar.
很多那个每一天来服侍的都是教会的团体。
And so every single day, they are signed up by some of the groups on the church.
我们教会是一个月有两次去那里。
So our church usually go there for twice a month.
我看有一个天主教会好像一个月去过七次。
And I know Catholic church goes seven times a month.
然后有个福伦社，他们也去帮忙。
And 福伦社是那个
Rotary Club.
Rotary Club. And sometimes very often they sign up as well.
当我看到这些填满每一天都填满的教会或团体的，我心里非常的感动。
I'm so moved when I see the calendar be filled.
因为他们愿意去伸出这个援手。
And willing to reach out to help.
Yeah. 就是要打开眼睛看见周围的需要。
We gotta open our eyes and ears to see the needs among us.
我相信在你们周围邻居好各个地方呢，你都可以看见有需要的人。
And you probably can see your neighbor that you have special needs.
然后要有怜悯，要有爱心。
And you gotta have a compassion and loving heart.
好，尽量去认识对方，然后伸出援手。
And willing to know others and to reach out.
那另外好牧人呢，让我们学到的就是好牧人提供羊群引导方向跟保护。
And what's a good shepherd? Good shepherd usually provide guidance and the direction.
那在我们家里面呢，爸爸妈妈、父母亲啊，就是孩子的牧人。
And so at home, the parents are the shepherd for their children.
好，丈夫是大牧者。
And the husband usually the big shepherd.
妻子呢就是副牧师。
And so the wife is assistant shepherd.
孩子就是你们的羊群。
And children are your sheep.
真的，我觉得，家就是一个小教会。
So if you look at the family, your family is a mini church.
教会呢就是一个大家庭。
And so the church is a big family.
好，我们的各个小组的小组长呢，你们有都是担当了这个牧人的这个身份。
So all those small group leader, you are taking that role as a shepherd.
我们每一位同工哈，在你同工下面的一些其他同工呢，你就是那个小牧人。
So when you are the co-worker, you remember your role is a shepherd.
当然，教会的牧师哈，也是照管神的羊群，他就是耶稣之下的一个小牧人。
So of course, the pastor of the church that is the shepherd of the God's home.
所以从这个耶稣是好牧人的形象呢，我们也可以看出，我们真的是要把眼睛打开，出于爱，出于怜悯，来服侍周围的人。
And so, Jesus is the good shepherd that we gotta open our eyes and our ears to see what's the need among us.
好，那最后呢，给大家一个结语。
So I want to conclude right here.
所罗门用七年建造圣殿，用十三年建造自己的宫室。
So Solomon used seven years to build the temple, 13 years to build his own home.
那我刚刚跟他提到哈，七个这个数字象征神的完全。
And the number seven symbolizes God's perfection.
那我们的建造也是持续的。
And our construction is continuous.
多方面的。
Is a multifaceted.
我们不要中途而废，我们要朝完全的地步前进。
And we do not want to give up, but we need to continue move forward, completion and perfection.
这些事情告诉我们，我们要离开道理的开端，怎么样竭力进到完全的地步。
We do not want to stop in the beginning, we need to continue move forward.
那十三这个数字象征撒旦的试探，世界的追求。
So number 13 symbolizes Satan's temptation and worldly pursuits.
所以我觉得在七跟十三之间，我看到一个张力啊。
And so I see there's a tension between numbers 7 and 13.
就在寻求上帝在我们身上荣耀工作的同时呢。
So we're seeking to restore God's glorious work in us.
我们要警醒，不落入世界的价值跟诱惑。
We need to remain vigilant not to fall into world's value and temptations.
好像所罗门一样。
And just like Solomon did.
就说你对你生活，个人生活的追求跟投注。
And so pursue what you want in the worldly things.
大大超过你对你自己生命的塑造。
And so exceed that what you build yourself.
因为最终是我们的灵魂要在神面前交账。
And you got to remember the most important is that we need to come before the Lord.
好，那第二点呢？
The second point.
好，就是说耶稣说来跟从我。
And Jesus said, come follow me.
来跟着我不就是好像 我跟在 Bianca 后头跟他走就是了。
And isn't that just follow someone behind that person?
这个来跟着我啊，包含了好多好多好多意义哦。
There are many aspects of following Jesus.
有很多很多效法耶稣的层面。
And there are so many areas to follow Jesus.
那今天我就提出三个最明显的开启大家的思考。
I'm going to highlight three key points to stimulate your thinking.
你们去可以更多的思想哈，耶稣身上还有哪些样式、哪些形象是我可以去学习的
？You can continue to ponder what area of the Jesus could set an example for us to learn.
圣经上还有好多好多好多对耶稣的介绍。
And there's so many introduction in the Bible.
好比是说我是葡萄树
，I'm the vine, grapevine.
他跟上帝的关系是那么的亲密。
And he's so close with the Father.
那我们是枝子，对不对
？We are the branches.
我们要连接。跟他连接在一起。
We need to be on the branches.
这就是另外一个灵修要效法耶稣的地方。
This is something that we need to learn and to follow Jesus.
好，那最后一点呢，就是我真的很希望，这也是我自己的学习哈。
And the last point is something that I've been continuing to learn.
你知道耶稣基督借着圣灵活在我们的里面，对不对？
And so God has just like Holy Spirit draw in us.
所以很愿意，很深深的愿意活在我们里面那个荣耀的耶稣。
And so we can really live that glorious Jesus.
来更新我们里面的人。
Continue to renew our inner being.
越来越有属神，有像他的智慧跟美善。
Granting us more of his wisdom and his goodness.
我们的行事为人。
Everything that we do.
都能穿上福音。
Put on the gospel.
好，披戴基督。
And close Christ.
不要觉得这是好苦的一件事情。
And don't think this is really hard to do.
事实上，这是非常喜悦、非常荣耀的一件事。
This is very joyful and glorious things that you can do.
没有谁会比上帝更兴旺帮助我们达成这个心愿。
No one else like Jesus and our Lord that want us to achieve that.
好，所以我们依靠上帝，好帮助我们。
Trust the Lord and to be more like Him.
好，今天讲了很多。
I have talked a lot.
假如你能够学到抓到一个样式去学习
，you just learn one aspect to learn to follow.
你一定会长大。
Yeah, you will continue to grow spiritually.
好，让我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父，再一次谢谢你赐下耶稣基督做我们的榜样。
And dear Heavenly Father, you sent Jesus to be our example.
真的有太多太多的东西我们可以跟他学。
And there are so many things that we can learn from Jesus.
求主帮助我们。
Continue to help us.
在我们基督徒的人生当中
In our life,
你越来越恢复我们你创造时候的荣耀跟尊贵
Restore your original image and the honor.
让我们配得福音的好处
It's worth over the salvation.
也感谢你借着圣灵来帮助我们
And continue to send Holy Spirit to help us.
提醒我们
And remind us.
我们感谢你奉耶稣的名祷告
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们继续唱刚刚的第三首哈。我想在这个的意义了。
And so after I share the message with you, this third song will be more meaningful to you.